St. Patrick's Day is largely celebrated in the United States, but its roots, of course, are in Ireland. Commentator Michelle Mercer went looking for them in Irish folklore. She found Eddie Lenihan, who has spent 30 years collecting and telling stories in Ireland.
I had no visions of a twinkle-eyed storyteller in a green top hat and waistcoat talking leprechauns. And I knew authentic Irish fairy stories do not feature Disney sprites with shiny wings and sparkly wands. Still, I was a little disenchanted with the sheer grimness of Eddie Lenihan's tales.
The story about one of those daughters died laughing, and the other one died crying. That's the way it was put to me. But they died.
Died because their father violated fairy territory.
A man, a very strong farmer, he dug a fort. It was on his land, and he was obviously a man who didn't care about such things. He was a modern go-ahead farmer. And he had two daughters. Those two daughters got sick, and they died.
It's typical Irish folklore, with taboos and dire consequences dealt by the she, the fairies, though some wary Irish used to call them the good people. Eddie Lenihan seems to have taken on sympathetic aspects of them. He's a small man with Coke bottle lens glasses, wild overgrown long hair, and a clean-shaven chin, surrounded by a rangy beard that wants to stray into his Guinness. We spoke in the hum of the combined kitchen and office of Eddie's County Clare home, with his dog Charlie lying between us and a crackling fire. Eddie doesn't get to spend much time at home with his wife and six kids. Long ago, Ireland's storytellers, or Shanachies, traveled the countryside plying their trade in pubs. Today, Eddie travels the world, visiting schools, libraries, prisons, wherever they ask him. He's on a mission to tell his stories.
Because they're disappearing in this modern world where we're so much influenced by America and England. And inevitably, it's being so much influenced that the culture that was here will disappear. And you can see it disappearing.
Just in the past 15 years, Eddie says, Ireland's celebrated storytelling tradition has lost a lot of ground. With the country's current Celtic tiger prosperity, everyone's embracing modern ideas and shunning anything from the devout, bleak past.
If you were to suggest to most people today that the fairies exist, you'd nearly be laughed at. I guarantee you that in a few years, it'll be that if you say that you believe in God, you'll be laughed at. In this country, at least, it has almost come to that.
I understand why Eddie mourns the loss of traditional culture and belief. No one wants to become a relic in his own time. I also understand why the younger, thriving Irish middle class might have an aversion to folklore's quaintly prescriptive morality, which they associate with the bad old days. I am sure it's wrong to waste good storytelling. Eddie graciously takes requests. It's heretical to ask him for a short story, but he obliged with one about our holiday hero.
I've had one up there near Gort. That St. Patrick, one night he was coming footsore and weary with his 12 disciples, and he came to this house. He came, dark, windy, horrible night, it was raining, in the latter end of the year, month of October or November, and he knocked at the door. They came out. What do you want? St. Patrick. Lodgings for the night. Shag off. We want no strangers here. And I slammed the door in his face. So, all he did was to bless them. And of course the disciples, they expected him to call down fire and brimstone on this ugly churl that was inside. Not at all. He only blessed them and walked away. But later on that night, there was this fierce rumbling noise heard, this terrible rumble underneath the earth. And the earth opened, and your man's house, the chieftain that had refused St. Patrick, disappeared down into the earth. The earth opened, house and all disappeared, and come the morning, all that was there was this huge hole in the ground, smoke coming up out of it. And that was there for centuries and centuries afterwards as a warning to every person that if a holy man calls to your house and looks for lodgings for the night, Don't refuse him. Let him in.
And just in case you missed the moral of the story...
He was a man of peace, but you didn't cross him.
To be on the safe side, I'll wish the fairies, or the good people, a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Commentator Michelle Mercer teaches writing in Madison, New Jersey. You can hear another one of Eddie's stories at our website, npr.org.